Residents complaining of the poor condition of their road prompted the Ouachita Parish Police Jury on Monday to request a cost analysis and capital outlay funds for improvements. Nicole Douglas spoke to the police jury about Pine Bluff Road in western Ouachita Parish, urging the police jury to make improvements. Log trucks frequently use the road, resulting in quick deterioration and drainage problems. Douglas says when it rains, water stays on the road and it becomes very dangerous. Juror Matt Calhoun immediately requested parish officials to obtain a cost estimate from Lazenby & Associates and apply for capital outlay funding to rehabilitate the road. The firm will determine how much the repair will cost and apply for state funding for the project. We're now less than 4 weeks away from the November elections, and political voters can expect to see and hear a lot more from the candidates in coming days. Louisiana Radio Network Scott Carwile has more on some of the highlighted races.
LSU Political Research Director Michael Henderson says radio and TV ads will become more frequent and more negative, and the ground game will ramp up.
I mean, mobilize those core voters to get out the vote.
In the 5th and 6th districts, the race is for the runoff, he says.
Trying to get some recognition. I mean, voters aren't going to go and vote for a name they've never heard of.
Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy will keep tying Senator Mary Landrieu to President Obama, and Landrieu will keep touting Cassidy's inexperience. Scott Carwile reporting.
The state says the number of Louisiana students scoring 3 or higher on advanced placement exams and thereby earning college credit has increased to almost 25%. The number grew from 5,144 in 2013 to 6,407 in 2014. The State Education Department also says more students are taking advanced placement classes. The state is now ranked 38th for the percentage of high school juniors and seniors taking an AP test. In 2012, Louisiana was last in the nation. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a Colorado-based biofuels company receives a $91 million loan guarantee to build a processing plant in Alexandria. Cool Planet makes green fuels for biochar. CEO Howard Jansen says the funding is tremendously important.
This gives us added credibility to allow us to access more private funding, and it allows us the funding that helps us pursue the execution of this plant, which is very critical.
Biofuels are seen as critical to the country's energy future. Cool Planet broke ground on the Alexandria facility earlier this year. Jansen says their company not only manufactures biofuel, but also a product called Cool Terra.
That's very important as a soil amendment in agriculture, and actually has the ability to reduce the levels of both water and fertilizer and increase plant productivity.
The facility will not only create construction jobs for central Louisiana, but also jobs in the processing of Cool Planet's products. The company expects to start construction on the site in early 2016. The KEDM weather forecast, patchy fog early this morning, otherwise mostly sunny later today with a high in the upper 80s. Slight chance of an isolated shower during the evening with a few clouds, the low in the mid-60s.